This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden has unveiled a $1.9 trillion stimulus package proposal on Thursday, designed to jumpstart the economy and speed up the U.S. response to the coronavirus pandemic. It includes $415 billion to bolster the response to the virus and the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, some $1 trillion in direct relief to households, and roughly $440 billion for small businesses and communities particularly hard hit by the pandemic. The plan would extend a moratorium on foreclosures and evictions until September, and Biden said he would call on Congress to increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour. The package comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. Ahead of next week's inauguration, states are lending National Guard troops to Washington and preparing for armed protests at home. AP's Jennifer King reports.
As National Guard troops sleep on the floor of the Capitol in Washington, D.C., other states are preparing for possible unrest.
All 50 capitals in this country are potentially under attack.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam and other officials say they're prepared.
If you're planning to come here or up to Washington with ill intent in your heart, you need to turn around right now and go home.
The FBI is setting up a command post in Portland, Oregon, which has been a hotbed for demonstrations. In Ohio, Governor Mike DeWine is closing the state house starting on Sunday and calling in the Ohio National Guard to back up law enforcement in Columbus.
Violence will not be tolerated.
I'm Jennifer King.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Vote counting began Thursday in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
As security forces tried to stop supporters of the main opposition leader, Bobi Wine, from monitoring polling stations, voters came out in force. Even though internet was cut off, long lines of voters snaked into the distance in the capital, Kampala. Local coordinator Eric Mutenga said voting went better than expected.
It's been quite not chaotic like expected. At this particular center, I think everything's mostly gone on well.
Opposition leader Bobi Wine arrived to the cheers of a crowd and cast his ballot. He made the sign of the cross, then raised his fist and smiled. Wine told local broadcaster that he will win, although it may not be officially acknowledged by the Election Commission. I'm Karen Chamas.
A much-anticipated and delayed World Health Organization team visit investigating the origins of the coronavirus has finally begun in Wuhan. But as Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, they are warning they may not find clear answers in the weeks to come.
It's been a year now since the first reports of the disease emerged in Wuhan. The international team of scientists was supposed to arrive a month ago, but was delayed by the Chinese government, which drew a rare public criticism of Beijing from the WHO at the time. Beijing says the delay was a misunderstanding. The United States has also criticized the terms of the visit under which Chinese experts have done the first phase of research. Washington has long accused Beijing of lack of transparency and hiding the extent of the initial outbreak. Meanwhile, Beijing is pushing a narrative that the virus may have existed outside China before it was discovered in Wuhan.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. The number of people seeking unemployment aid soared last week to nearly 1 million, the most since late August. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
Before the pandemic, weekly applications typically numbered around 225,000. This week, it's close to 1 million.
By any measure, I think this is shocking.
Mark Hamrick, who's the senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com.
We see the depth and duration of this economic downturn, now at 43 weeks.
But there may be help on the way as the Biden administration is set to take over next week.
It will take further assistance to bring the economy out of its woes, and that's what President-elect Biden and elected officials in Washington are hoping to do.
I'm Shelley Adler.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.